Shenanigans.
Hey everyone, welcome to Truth Lies Shenanigans. I go by the name Neo Nix. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is March 7th, 2021. And for today's show, we'll have a spotlight on designer JT Garner to tell us about working as a designer in Atlanta and his brand Logix. Then later in Hot Topics, Rob B talks President Joe Biden calling governors Neanderthals. Lizzie wonders if Black Lives Matter owes Mike Brown's father $20 million. And of course, make sure you stick around to the end for our game show where we'll be playing Most Likely 2. And we need your support, so get the word out about our fun little podcast. Head over to tlspod.com, subscribe to the podcast, and share with your friends. Now, before we get into it, let me introduce you to our wonderful co-hosts, our professor, writer, editor, journalist, back from a short hiatus out of Washington, D.C., Miss Lizzie Enders. Welcome back.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Happy Sunday, fun day. Yes, I'm back. Not necessarily ready to be back. Still have a lot of dental work that needs to be done. But there is always shenanigans that needs to be discussed. So here I am.
Happy to have you back. So tell people where they can find you online, Lizzie.
They can find me online. So my co-hosts are forcing me to make myself available on social media. So I am going to start up the Liz E. Enders Twitter page. So you will be able to follow me online using at Liz E. Enders.
Nice. All right. And our very own literal rock star with the amazing rock band Fallen Machine coming to you from Sudbury, Ontario, Mr. Rob B. Rock.
What's up? What's up, everyone? I hope everyone's having a great day. Got to tell you, I've taken Thursday, Friday off just for my own mental health and recovery, two short vacation days, and done some spring cleaning. I took some time to learn a new song on my guitar. It's just, things are good.
Good for you.
Things are coming up for Robbie.
Good.
So what's your handle, Robbie? Where can people find you?
People can find me. I'm just starting to use my Twitter handle a little bit, but they can find me at RobbieRock72.
RobbieRock72. All right.
RobbieRock72.
All right. And then streaming from Atlanta, Georgia, our college student, model, actress, and co-host of our show, TLS Unscripted, Miss Gianni Storm.
Hi, guys. Reporting live from Atlanta. It's All-Star Weekend, so you know Atlanta is going crazy. But of course, I'm being good and I'm staying home. But that's kind of the normal for me. We all know I'm a homebody. So
it's NBA All-Star
I'm enjoying. Weekend. Yes. Wait, what'd you say, Neo?
NBA All-Star Weekend?
Yes, NBA All-Star Weekend.
So Johnny, you're not missing anything. You're not missing anything. You know, Sports Illustrated, I covered the NBA, been to several All-Star games. You're not missing anything. Trust me. Trust me.
Somebody invited me to. They were like, I have two tickets. I was like, I'm tempted, but not.
The actual game is always cool. Or if you go to when they used to have the slam dunk competition and a 3-point competition the night before. But in terms of the party scene, you're not missing anything. You're not missing
dangerous.
Anything.
Dangerous. So the game, I say go to the game, Gianni. I mean, just wear your mask. That's all I can tell you.
True.
I don't think there are any fans. Are there fans at the game this year?
I'm not actually sure. I rejected the offer, honestly. But only because I don't know anybody in Atlanta. I don't want to go with somebody I really don't know like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with somebody I don't know.
Yeah, they start coughing on you and everything. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me mainly on Instagram at Gianni Storm with three M's.
Three M's, Gianni Storm. All right. All right, guys, I have a quick fire question for you. So Disney World is in Florida is open for business, and employees are reporting that they are having to deal with angry, aggressive anti-maskers, including people spitting on them. So if you were a Disney employee, what would you do, Gianni Storm?
The moment that customer's saliva would have landed on my forehead, I would have been arrested or fired.
Robbie Rock.
Spitting at someone during the COVID pandemic is a potentially lethal assault. So you're not going to suck a chance to spit on me after I throat punch you.
Yep.
Throat.
Lizzie Enders.
catch these hands. Catch these hands.
Yep. Somebody be getting some great footage of Mickey slapping the hell out of somebody because somebody's going to meet during the pandemic. They catching some hands to the face.
Hands to the face.
Yeah. So what did you think about this story, Gianni?
Disgusting. I think it's disgusting. I think that I can understand people having difference of opinions and whatever this whole thing is as far as anti-maskers and all of this thing going on. But to spit on somebody, that's disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Plain and simple.
You were saying?
Well, as Rob brought up, like even, you know, pre-pandemic, spitting on someone in the United States is considered assault.
Yep.
Like you will be arrested for that. But it's just one of the most disgusting acts that you could commit against someone. Yep. And it's one of those things where for the person, the victim, the person who is spit on, initially they want to go for the jugular. They want to kill you because it's so rude and disgusting and invasive. So yeah, it would have been a scene. Someone would have caught a case, probably me.
Whatever they do to employees to get into a fight, I'm done.
I really feel for the staff at Disney Orlando because the state governor does not support masks, the mask mandate. That's going to be a little bit of a segue into my story. But yeah, when you have a state official who is not supporting you, and as a corporation, you've made a decision to protect your staff, your employees, and your patrons, I get where a lot of this is coming from, but to attack someone like that who's just doing their job to try to keep you and everybody safe, come on, man. Yep. I hope Disney is issuing lifetime bans on these people. Or it's just like, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed your family vacation. Don't go home. It's over.
It's another example of the sense of entitlement that people have. Like, again, like Rob just said, you can stay home. This is a private business that is establishing rules for their environment. And if you don't want to abide by those rules, stay home and watch Mickey Mouse on television. It's very simple. Yep. It's very simple.
Mike Winter says, catch these hands. Jose points out that's assault. Humanity has gone to shit.
Yeah, it is.
And then Jacqueline Robinson said, I would have lost my job. I subscribe to that. I wish a motherfucker would...
I wish a motherfucker would.
All right. If you've never been to TLS before, let me tell you a little bit about us. Our hosts and our guests share their truths and opinions with you, call out those lies, and point out any ridiculous shenanigans going on. And on our show, we always try to have some fun with shenanigans of our own. Truth Lies Shenanigans streams live just about everywhere, and you can quickly find us on YouTube. Just go to tlsshow.com or search at TLS Live Show across all major social media platforms. And you can listen to us anytime on iTunes or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Now, before we get to our guests, we have some business to take care of. Our Truth Lies Shenanigans Creative Contest ended last week. We had a bunch of fantastic and interesting submissions, but we've narrowed it down to 3 submissions. This is a big deal. The winner gets an Echo Dot, some free gear with their design on it, an appearance on the show, and if desired, some free advertising on our show and social media pages. All right, so let's go over the submissions. Let's take a look. This is submission number 1. This is by Lamina Kanu with the TLS, TLS, TLS logo. This is submission.
Hey, Lamina, thank you. Thank
submission
you.
Number 1. All right.
You should
we're
going to
vote at the end of the show, but we're this is submission number 1. We're going to get some feedback from the audience. All right, submission number 2 is by Dejan Sutton. Dejan Sutton, Truth versus Lies. And it has an eye. Looks like an eye. You said that's an eye of Rajani?
Yes. It most commonly is known for that. So I believe it's the eye of Rajani.
That's an interesting one.
It's also very similar to the eye that's on the back of the U.S. currency.
It does.
And it's also similar to Freemasonry. So there's a lot going on with this eye.
Yes.
But Dejan, we want to thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
Thank Dejan. You.
All right. This is the final submission. Now, this actually was not a graphic submission. It was a text submission.
Oh, yeah.
A suggestion that we turned into a graphic. So let's take a look. And this is by Joshua Valdez. He suggested,
"Hey, Josh,
let the shenanigans begin." And also, I may be caution with the caution sign, mm-hmm. and may be prone to shenanigans. So those mm-hmm. are three submissions. So the first one is.
So it should be noted that these are for T-shirts. So
for t-shirt.
Whatever we choose, the winner, their submission will be on a T-shirt that promotes Truth Lie Shenanigans, that promotes the TLS live show. So. Right. Yeah. We are appreciative. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Right. So if you're online right now, put your comments and thoughts in the comments section. Try to influence our co-host. We'll all be voting at the end of the show for the final winner. So go ahead and try to get some influence in there, whichever one you think may be the best. All right. So now we've gotten a bit of shenanigans out of the way. It's time to get some truth with our guest spotlight. Today's spotlight is on fashion designer JT Garner. Hey, JT, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's good? TLS, what's mm-hmm. good? Thank you for having your boy. Hey, it's a blessing to be here.
Happy to have you.
Thank you, JT.
Let me tell you a little bit about JT. So designer John Thomas, JT Garner, also known as JT, is a native of Cleveland, Ohio. A graduate of Clark Atlanta University, JT would host corporate events in Atlanta and across the nation. Also an actor and model, JT has a passion for clothes, which led to the creation of his brand Logix. That's L-O-G-I-C-Z. He believes with his brand, he can enhance self-thinking and shift the culture from following trends to creating their own trends. JT, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so to start things out, was there anything we might have missed from your bio or maybe something people can't Google about you?
Something you can't Google about me is that, I did a lot of things in my life. I would probably say the most interesting thing I've done was probably had a freestyle with P. Diddy in the bathroom.
What? Freestyle with P. Diddy,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
That's
how'd it
cool.
go? So that was really.
You gotta lay that out for us. So were you guys were in the bathroom? Were you at the urinal? Yeah. Were you at the stand washer? Where were you freestyling?
I've been washing hands. I was using the restroom. So what happened was I was actually working red carpet for Tyler Perry Grant opening the studio, and I went to the restroom. P. Diddy and his son, the oldest one, ended up coming in, and. It was just like a beat on, and I was just like, I jumped on the beat with him, and it was a moment I wish that I could have had again, so I can rip up. My goal was like, forget this rapping stuff, forget all this, and I want to just intern with you, let me learn from you, you know. Wow, but there was so many people coming to the bathroom, I didn't want to put that pressure on them and talk to them like, hey, let me intern with you. I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna see them. I always believe I'm gonna see people more than once, so when it's my time, it happened again.
Sweet. That's all right. So my first question for you is, you know, hopefully you caught our quickfire question. I'm going to ask you, what would you do if you were an employee at Disney dealing with them crazy anti-maskers spitting on you and stuff? What would you
do? Yes, I did see that quickfire question. To be honest with you, what would I would do? Now I would probably say I would be very composed because I try to think about the opposite side. If it's intentional, I'm doing... We throwing hands. I'm a very composed person, though. I'm very composed. So ideally, I would want to be composed. Like, yo, somebody get this man. Like, what are y'all doing? But if nobody's not gonna do something, I might be putting things into my own matter and handle business. Mm-hmm. I don't take disrespect from nobody. You know, men, women, whatever. We're not gonna just be disrespectful.
Yep.
Yeah, right, Lizzie, exactly.
I know you had some questions.
So one, we were talking in the pre-show about Atlanta. You know, you're originally from Cleveland, okay. right? But now right. you're in Atlanta. You mentioned very casually in the pre-show that you contracted the COVID-19 virus last fall. So why don't you, one, we're happy that you have recovered well, but why don't you talk a little bit to us about that, how you got it, and what your experience was dealing with the virus?
All right. So, as she just stated, I had, you know, contracting COVID-19 September of 2020. I went to a wedding for my profile, which is my line brother, for those who don't know about fraternities. I went to his wedding, and some guests came down from Cleveland. I mean, not from Cleveland, but from New York. And next thing I know, about 18 different people, 3 days later, was in the chat like, "Hey, man, I feel weak. Y'all, how y'all feel?"
Oh,
me,
wow.
I feel good. I don't have any muscle issues or anything. But I was at work that next day. After everybody was talking in the group chat, I was like, "Man, I'm tired. Like, I'm usually not tired. Why am I so tired?" And my girlfriend just made me start drinking these chai teas from Starbucks. So I'm thinking like, some caffeine. And I'm like, "Man, it's crashing me now because I don't drink coffee." And she just put me on to the spice, and it was real good. I'm like, no, it's not that. Something is really wrong with me. Like, I'm tired. I can't stay up. So I I was taking a shower. Actually, I came from the gym. I went to go work out. I was coming from the gym. I had my Gatorade, and I noticed that the taste was very faint. I'm like, why? I was just tasting this. Like, why can't I taste some Gatorade?
Interesting.
This is different for me. I'm like, okay, maybe the Gatorade is old or something's been in my car while I was leaving the sun. I don't know. You know, when something happened, we always try to avoid the truth.
Yeah.
We've been in denial for so long, right?
Yeah.
So, a shower, and everybody know that good skin, you need that Dove. I have the Dove soap on me, but I couldn't smell it. I say, something is wrong with the soap.
Really?
I told my lady, I'm like, yo, I can't smell this Dove. Something's wrong. And then I'm like, okay, I can't taste nothing. I can't smell nothing. I'm going crazy. So at that moment, I was like, okay, y'all, I done got COVID. I caught COVID. And for me, I was very fortunate to, I didn't really lose breathing. I didn't have any like muscle pain or things like that. And issues that a lot I didn't have, I just have the issues of losing my senses of taste and smell. You know, and it was a very difficult time. It was very difficult because, you know, it's something you're not used to. You know, to some people, losing your smell, that's easy. Exactly. It catches you off guard. The only pro in those scenarios was that I was able to be around individuals who smoke or have gas, and I can't smell nothing. I was like, all right, do your thing. Do your thing. You know, like,
okay. So you have a mild advantage.
That is one advantage.
Exactly. That was a great advantage. I can go into a restroom behind somebody at work and be okay. Like,
I love people to look at silver linings, man. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
I never thought of that.
And the other good thing is when it comes to my sense of taste, I was able to eat things I don't like beets. I hate beets, but I was eating a lot of healthy stuff because I didn't like the taste of it. So I was just going crazy, you know? Mm. Or somebody, if I go to a restaurant or somebody, if I eat somebody food who didn't cook, I didn't know if it was good or not. You know, I was just eating things. But I will force myself back of a box of food just to like rethink about that taste. Like, ooh, cheese. Yeah, this, I would have to look at the picture just to kind of remember what it tastes like. But it definitely has, for a lot of people who catches COVID, it has a long-term effect on some people. For me, I would definitely say I still do not smell or taste 100% to my old ways. Like, it's not the same.
Something still. That's weird.
Okay.
All right. Robbie, did you have a question?
Yeah. Well, first off, love the Big Mistake Cal Polo on your site. Check that out. And it just appeals to me. It's a classic look with a touch of fun. I like it.
Thank you.
What's your
Rob.
Web address real quick? Can you tell people your web address?
Oh, www.welogix.com. So welogix.com. That's also my social media. My social media platforms, we are welogix.com. You can follow me on any platform.
So check out that the thing Robbie's talking about.
Heck yes. Do you have any mask designs in the work? Is this an area that you want to explore with your fashion line?
So any mask design that I'm working on right now, the brand really started off as, it wasn't supposed to be a brand. It was never supposed to be a clothing brand at all. But once I did the brand, it was only a men's line. It was only focused towards winter and fall. I always had on a hoodie. Because it's part of you putting your thinking cap on, using your logics, you know, use your own intelligence.
Logic.
So,
nice.
When I, I didn't have, I always like to wear suits and things of that nature. I'm like, okay, I like the luxury look. How can I make it luxury? So now that's where my focus is at. Last year, when I met Gianni last year, I came up with this monogram, this LZ print monogram, and everybody's loving it right now. I'm like, I guess I got something hot, you know? So right now what I'm trying to mass produce, I actually did like 2 weeks ago, I did a pre-order for these bubble coats. Everybody loved them. So right now, I'm creating my fall look already for fall 2021. Everybody's waiting for spring and summer. I may put out a couple items, but my thing is fall, winter. That's what I specialize in. I feel like that's how you know someone can dress. I love to wear the layers. And I'm tapping into this higher-end luxury vibe, so I got to practice on these cut and sew items and things like that. So that's where I'm focused at right now.
All right, Gianna?
Cool. Okay, so I was going to ask about the monogram puffer jackets because you did, like you said, drop them recently. With how do you feel about like setting your price and how do you feel about like the saying never like shortchange yourself, especially when it comes to selling your own products or services?
Honestly, I'm still dealing with that. I'm still dealing with, should I make it this price? Should I make it that price? I don't want to sell it too high. I want to sell it too low. And because I'm still trying to force myself to get out of the college mindset. I'm so used to dealing with college students and things like that. And I had to realize I don't want just college kids, to be honest with you. I want the people that's rocking Gucci, Louis. I want that vibe.
You want Robbie Rock?
I always
Robbie Rock.
Exactly. I want Robbie Rock, right? I told myself I do not want to have an expensive line. I want to give people comfort from or to not have to break a spin an arm or leg. But then I had to talk to myself like, well, they're gonna do that anyways, whether it's my brand or not. People are gonna do that anyway. People want to buy what they want to buy. People are going to buy whatever libation that they want to buy that lasts for that hour, that lasts for that 20 minutes, when you can spend that same price on something, on an item that'll last for 4 years if you wanted to, depending on how you take care of it. So for me, when it comes to marketing myself, I market based off my competitors, who I want to be, who I see myself as, who I want to be. And then if I'm using the same fabric, because I'm using the same fabric as Gucci and everybody else is using, they just have a different name. They have a bigger name, they have a bigger platform. So now what I do is, okay, I'm not going to make my jacket $1,200, but it's going to be a couple hundred dollars. Why? Because this generation, the fad that we live in, people like to buy things that are exclusive or that is deemed luxury and stuff like that. And I have to elevate by upping my price on some things.
Right. Also, and people like to buy things that are trendy, that look good, and that are well made. And so my suggestion for you, you know, as someone who has been into fashion coming out the womb, you know, when I was in high school, 15 years old in high school, my nickname was Miss Fendi. I still have, you know, Gucci Fendi from 1990 in my closet right now. So don't underestimate the buying power of young people. If it looks good and feels good, they will buy it. They will buy it, bro. Trust me.
Yes, thank you. That's true. Thank you. I struggle with that. And you know what's crazy? Because I got my girlfriend, I made her a jacket first. Because at first it was just supposed to be just for me and my girl. And everybody was like, well, I want it. So I did pre-orders. But we had it on at the mall yesterday. And we went to Dior and Tory Burch. I like to go in certain stores just to see what they gonna say about the items that I'm wearing and see if they're going to inquire about it. But everybody at Lenox Mall, if you're in Atlanta, you know Lenox Mall is all about a hype. Everybody thinks they got money there. Exactly.
I know Lenox Mall.
I went there and you can only imagine how it looked for All Star Weekend. It's 2 times.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Think about that. I'm sure it's a mess.
Mess, right? So I was only in there max probably for about 20 minutes, which is good. I don't even like the mall. I like to go in and out. But I went in, my girlfriend had the jacket on, I had the jacket on, and everybody was commenting. So, what is that jacket? I'm talking about men and women. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my brand. You like it? They're like, yes. I'm like, all right, shoot me a DM, do a pre-order. Just like that. So,
perfect.
I like where I'm going with it. I like where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Good. We do have some comments online, so it looks like a bunch of people were asking questions about your experience with COVID. So, given that you contracted the virus elsewhere, was there any kind of contact tracing done? And Daria Winter wanted to know, did you quarantine?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you have to quarantine.
Yeah, I definitely quarantine. You have to quarantine. To be honest with you, I quarantined with my lady, which I shouldn't have been with my lady, but my lady, and she did not catch it. I do not just got to catch it.
That reminds me of Idris Elba, his lady, when he...
Yeah, that's my girl.
Oh, then you get after comparison to Idris Elba, JT. Uh-oh.
Hey, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, though. He's a good guy, you know? But I guess she just wanted to be with me. But the tracing, we don't really know who brought it, but we know majority of everybody that was at the wedding were already in Atlanta. And we've been around each other for a while and we didn't get it, you know? But once we made the party bigger and people from New York, and we know at this time, New York, their rate of COVID was very high. Yeah. So of course we didn't prove it, but we all can estimate and guess like who had it. Like, oh, you brought it down here. It's okay. You brought people it down. From a different state. Yeah.
You know, like, it was like, you.
You. But you.
I did quarantine just for my own safety and the safety for others. But after 10 days, you know, they tell you guys to wait 14 days. Between the 17th, that is your period of being able to affect anybody else, your affection period. So you don't really have to quarantine the whole 14 days. After you're safe, you are able to go around people and be around people. You won't.
Yeah.
I don't know the
time. We got time for maybe one more question, Lizzie, Gianni. When do you guys want to take the last question?
Yeah. So if you were to design, I think we could do two, me and Gianni.
We'll make it work.
If you were to design, JT, so you're talking about fall now. So we just did a t-shirt concert for our first TLS t-shirt. But if you were to design something for TLS in the fall, what direction would you go in?
Asking you about your visionary skills.
For you guys put me on the spot too, but I'm basically just conversation. Right now, I would definitely give you guys all something free, something not too contracted on you guys' body. You guys are all free spirited. You guys are very comfortable. But I would give you guys something with bows, something with more structured shoulders, definitely something with a hood because it's fall. And I love hoods. Ooh, something that you're going to be able to see, something textual, because Ralph said something about the cow print, so he likes something that stands out. But I would give you guys something with shoulders, something with texture, and with a hood, and something that's relaxed, though. So you can have the option to just put over and take off or zip up.
I love that idea.
Can we get some cashmere? Can we get some cashmere?
Cashmere.
I'm actually sneak peek. I'm actually trying to work on this oversized cashmere sweater for my brand now. So I'm already doing that right now. It's a clash of the rugby, but a temporary look. It's not true rugby. But it's the rubby far as like the Chanel patches and stuff like that. But it's contemporary with the oversized and the cut with it.
Hello. And Olivia, I know you're watching. He said oversized, and you just mentioned
you love oversized stuff.
Like a lot of oversized gear. So there you go. There you go, sis. Yes.
All right.
There you go.
Yes. Gianni, you get the last question.
And this is a cheat. I got a cheat before you go, Gianni. This is a cheat for designers that are out there. Tend to go oversized. Why? Because when you first start off, you know it's hard to make clothes for women and men. But the beauty of it all, women love wearing men clothes. So just making men and the women can wear it oversized. Easy. Like that's a cheat.
That was a good tip. My last question was, your overall vision now for Logix. I know that you said that you're going to be dropping something in the fall. Where do you see Logix? Do you see it as that luxury like Chanel and Gucci and Prada, all these type of brands? Or do you see it being something that can be franchised in like stores or like something local, like something like that?
To be honest, I never saw it as local. I never wanted. I have people, when I first started, I had people like, yo, you should be put your brand at DTLR and stuff. No, I only want my 5 stores worldwide. And everything goes online. I wanted to be that exclusivity. I wanted to be on the lines of Gucci, Chanel. I want that. Even though when they see my brand, they see my print. When you get closer, when you see it from afar, you're like, yo, what is that? I don't know what it is, but it looks just It looks like Fendi. When you see the LZs, it looks like snowflakes. I love that. I love that, to be honest with you, you know, because now it looks like I'm in the right direction. And everything that's been coming out, I predicted years ago. Our print was a thing. I designed that 2 years ago. Blue, the shades of blue is a color scheme for spring. I picked that last year. You know, like, so I feel like I have a niche with it. I don't know. God is putting something in me. And I'm telling you now, orange, the color of orange will be the color for this season. I guarantee you.
Orange.
Color for this season, orange.
Listen, my bestie, Mike Winter, who watches this, we always say oinch, oinch. So we ready for the oinch color.
Orange. Orange is coming this season. But I definitely, for your question, I definitely see it as our lines of Gucci, Chanel, Fendi.
Luxury brand.
You know, if you go luxury, that's what I want. I want luxury. I want you to feel. That's what I want you to feel. I want you to feel powerful when you wear it. Nice. Like I have so, it's a
classic.
We're going to do another. It's a lot of stuff that I'm on right now.
Nice.
It's a lot that I'm working on.
Nice.
I'm excited. Right.
Nice. Let me get these last few comments in. So we got Jose says, yay, orange. Olivia responded, Deja, or Gianni, Idris Elba, though. I'll be quarantined with him for life.
She is
really caught up in some Idris, man. Kevin Dashley said, did you ever think about providing your line to the Army Air Force exchange stores? Soldiers worldwide would buy your wares, guaranteed. He's loving it. Kevin Thacker, loving what you got.
To be honest with you, that's a very, very, very interesting thing to do. And that's the view of it. It's like, I do everything myself. When I say everything, only thing I don't do is actually do the handwork that's putting items together, but I do the designs, everything, the shipping, the marketing, everything. So it's hard for me to put things in the same level or put things with in the same platform to reach out. But that's my goal. My goal is to create a platform, create partnerships for marketing, set for exposure. I would love to give it to them. Of course. And I want everybody wearing Logic. So it's limited. Like even right now, I'm not even shipping out of the U.S. because I'm still learning that process. It's still hard to deal with that. I have so many people from Italy sitting. Yes, the shipping is hard. I have people on my IGs, like, they live in Italy, the UK. UK dresses, UK fashion is real. Mm-hmm. It's like that. And they say, I want some of your items. It's like, man, it cost me $75 just to ship me something. Mm-hmm. The shirt only $70.
Whoa.
So then you have to add that shipping cost on the top end of what you're charging people.
It's hard. Yes. And people don't want to pay $70 for a shirt and then $70 for shipment. It's like, yo, that's crazy. Right. So in order for that to work for me, I would have to either one, pay half of the shipment, somehow cut my losses, or raise the price, shipping included, if that makes sense. So it's different things I'm still trying to learn. But for that question, that's a great idea. If you want to shoot me a DM, you could talk more about it because you probably have some insight that I do not have. And I'm big on partnership. I'm big on relationships. So we can always do something.
Yeah. I suggest that.
We're definitely going to tap into you for our, you know, TLS fall gear. We're definitely going to tap into you for our TLS fall gear.
Let's do it.
All right. So feel free to jump on our Facebook page, TLS Live Show.
I sure will.
People have a bunch of comments. Looks like you got some orders already, too. So.
Oh wow!
So, JT, I want to thank you for joining.
I actually have 40% off the whole day.
40% off, guys! You hear that?
Let me go order my hoodie real quick. Then let me go order my hoodie real quick.
Get the TLS discount, 40% off today.
yes.
All right. So JT, I want to give you a minute just to share where people can find you. I know you already shared where your website, but you know, just any final words that you have, real quick.
Anyways, first of all, before I give my final words, I want to thank you guys, this family, for allowing me to be a part of your family, joining you guys on this good Sunday fun day. Once again, I'm JT. You can follow me on my personal brand. I'm JT_the_brand, but on all social media for my clothing brand, We Are Logix, LOGICZ. You should follow that. You can type that in anywhere. You can follow the brand. Thank you, guys.
Check out JT.
All right.
Check out his clothes, Logix.
Thank you, JT.
Thanks again for joining us, JT.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm tuning in to Facebook right now.
All right, jump on there. Jump in. Get in the comments.
Look at the comments.
All right. Hi, guys.
That was fun, y'all. That was fun.
Great, great guests. All right, so let's move on to our hot topics.
Truth, lies, shenanigans.
All right. The way Hot Topics works, our hosts bring you hot topics they want to share. We'll ask, is it truth, lies, shenanigans? And our panel will talk about it for a bit until time is up. And then we'll go to our audience for questions and comments. So make sure you're talking to us in all our threads. We are listening. All right, so we're going to start off with Rob B. So Rob B, you've got Biden calling governors names. Is this truth, lies, or shenanigans?
Well, it's truth based off of somebody else's shenanigans once again. So the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, both Republicans, announced earlier this week they would allow businesses to reopen at 100% capacity and lift the mask mandates. So Biden's remarks were in response to these shouted questions in the press gallery, specifically about these two states. So Joe slammed them, really, just say that the restrictions on business and is that what they're doing is a big mistake. So the quote, as it was, is, look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything is fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters. So now, is Biden just as frustrated as we are with the anti-maskers? And should federal health policy mandates supersede state-level initiatives at this point in the time, given the scope of the COVID-19 pandemic? Let's start with Neo.
Yeah, so do I think that I think Biden is frustrated. I'm frustrated. I think we're all frustrated. When I saw it come up that all of these states were completely removing the mask mandates altogether and just, do what you will. I'm like, we're so close. I mean, we're talking months away from kind of not eliminate, we're not going to eliminate COVID, but we're months away from at least being on track to just kind of be off or to no longer be a pandemic, right? We're just months away. All we got to do is just hold out, continue to wear our masks until the vaccine is in everybody's arms. That's all we've got to do. So is it Neanderthal thinking? Sure. I was corrected in pre-show that it's not Neanderthal, it's Neanderthal. So is it Neanderthal thinking? Sure, it's absolutely Neanderthal thinking. It's ridiculous. And Biden hit it on the head with that one. So. Lizzie?
I agree with you. So I guess we're starting off this, show with an agreement, if you will. But I don't even think that this is really a thing. Like, it's always, the Republicans, they spew out all of this nastiness. And then when a Democrat or someone who is not a part of their party and ideology comes back and hits hard, they cry foul. And they want to act like their feelings are hurt or act like we are the ones that, have no empathy and that are rude and obnoxious. Lest we forget when Trump called all of the nicknames and all of the insults that Trump has thrown to people about people over the past 4 or 5 years. He, called Joe Biden sleepy, creepy Joe. He made comments about Hillary Clinton, about other Democrats in, the political realm. So, I mean, to refer to people who are anti-mask as Neanderthals, I think that's being nice. Because I've certainly said much worse. Joe is as frustrated as we are. When he said that, I kind of went back to the debates. And when you could tell his frustration when he was dealing with Trump. And he was like, shut up, man. Come on, man.
Shut up, man.
Exactly. I feel it in his bones. He's like, really? Y'all, this is what he really meant by Neanderthal. Really? Y'all dumbasses still don't want to wear masks? Really?
Yeah.
That's what he meant. Yeah. That's exactly what he meant. As a president, he is not going to say that, mm-hmm. but that's what he meant.
Yanni?
I think that we're going to disagree a little bit, guys. Nice. But I think that Joe Biden should not have used those words. It's almost like Trump kind of made a gateway for people to just kind of talk however you want. Like, no, Neanderthal is not the worst word you can say. Of course not. We can call them worse words, but you're a leader. So just kind of like keep it together. Like, if he would have used the word simplistic, we wouldn't be having this conversation and we would be focusing, and maybe those governors probably could have focused better on, yeah, like a simplistic, like if you would have called them simple-minded or something like less offensive.
Simple-minded is more offensive than Neanderthal. Neanderthal means simple-minded might be even more offensive in that respect.
I think
Gianni, for your argument, if he had called them dumbasses, then that would have been bad.
You know, that would have been bad.
I'll admit, okay, Gianni made me think for just a quick second. So, I mean, the reality is, and it made me think about how many times we've complained about the name calling that Trump did. And we complained a lot about the name calling that Trump did
a lot
over and over again. It is kind of hypocritical now for us to be kind of accepting, even myself, accepting that from Biden.
No. So this is different because Biden's quote is that we shouldn't be, it's the trappings of the Neanderthal thinking.
Thinking.
So he did not lash out at these governors directly. He lashed out against the mindset. And this is a mindset that is not specific to the states of Florida and Missouri and Mississippi. This is global. Yeah, so it's
had Biden not said anything about, even taking back what I said, simple-minded or anything, just had he kind of made his point, the governors are going to do what they want to anyway. Like, if the governors choose, if they know that it's more important for their citizens, they're going to make the rules stricter, but they're not. So calling them a Neanderthal or simple-minded or whatever the case may be, primitive, is still not doing anything. Like, in my opinion, that's just more of him lashing, or not lashing, but like him expressing his distaste or his like anger or frustration.
I think sometimes you have to call a spade within reason. Like, you know, he's called Joe Biden, or he's called women politicians, we're talking about Trump, a lot of nasty, unsavory things. You might get offended if I call you a Neanderthal, but there's a reason behind that. Or if I say that you have Neanderthal thinking, like you're not thinking like a progressive, you're not thinking, you know, as someone who has any knowledge or logic about the subject. That's exactly what that means. So it didn't offend me. Like, again, if it were me, it would have been a lot more coming out of my mouth, which is why I will never be a politician.
I decided against it myself for the same reason.
Yeah. I'm with Rob. Like, it did not bother me. And it touched on a lot of what we've all been saying. Like, again, y'all dumbasses still don't want to wear masks.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll admit. Really? I mean, I'm now torn because, one, I agree that I'm buying both arguments, both Gianni and Robbie, because he did refer to the thinking, the mindset, and not necessarily the individuals as Neanderthals, which I'm buying that. But I am also buying Gianni's argument that, you know, it would be great if we kind of get away from the name calling in general, even if we're talking about Neanderthals. I mean, thinking, the mindset, it would be nice to still get away from that. And so maybe we should hold Biden accountable towards that. I don't know. I'll admit to being a little torn after hearing both arguments.
I'm all for holding Biden accountable. I just don't think that this is an incident that should be blown out of proportion.
Because of the comparison to Trump.
I'm very critical of Joe Biden, and I have called him out on numerous occasions for the nonsense that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, true. You have.
But on this particular, in this particular instance, I'm just like, okay, Neanderthal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not that big. All right, let me get through some of these comments real quick. All right. No, Joe is Joe. This is Daria Winter. If you know him, he is much better than he was. That's true, actually.
That's true.
He would have said worse things. He's actually pretty controlled for Joe Biden.
Ask Anita Hill. Ask Anita Hill about Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Kevin Thaxton says politicians are wimps. They dish out stuff that they can't handle. Yeah, it's true. Jacqueline Robinson, exactly, Rob. The GOP's faux outrage is offensive. Thanks for using Biden's actual quote, son, on quote on this instance. She wrote son, but on this instance. Devin Dax said Mississippi, other than changing the racist state flag, is stuck in the 1860s. Texans don't listen to anyone. That's true as well. All right, let's jump into our next hot topic. Great topic. All right. So our next hot topic is coming from Miss Lizzie Enders. You got Mike Brown Sr. claiming he deserves reparations from Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Is this truth, lies, or shenanigans?
Again, I always get, you know, the dual. So it's truth in that he is making this claim. But it's a bunch of BS and shenanigans. So about a week and a half ago, Black Lives Matter Global Network released all of their earnings from 2020. They had been challenged on numerous occasions to be transparent about the money that was coming in, about the amount of donations that they had received across for the course of the year. So they released their earnings for 2020, and it turns out that in 2020, they earned $90 million. They received $90 million in donations. As a result of that, Mike Brown's father, Mike Brown Sr., as we all know, or maybe you're not familiar, Mike Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, in an incident with a police officer. And that kind of brought attention to nationwide police brutality. And in the aftermath of that, Black Lives Matter was created. And so as a result, once Black Lives Matter Global Network released what their earnings were for 2020, Mike Brown Sr. and some of the political activists in Ferguson, Missouri, demanded that Black Lives Matter give them $20 million for their charitable efforts. So my question to the panel is, does BLM owe them a damn thing? Let's start with Rob B. He looks like he's like,
Rob B always gets the tough racial issues. Right?
I know. Of course. First.
But let's test the waters with Rob. Let's chum them up a little bit.
And right.
That's funny.
Does Black Lives Matter owe Mike Brown Sr. anything? No, I don't think so. I watched the video and it didn't really seem like they were looking for anything personally, that the plea was being made on behalf of the citizens of Ferguson. They were looking for infrastructure improvements in their community, which I think is absolutely admirable. And as I did a little bit more digging around, more on the Black Lives Matter site, trying to track their finances, where they donate. It's the wording on their website is a little ambiguous when it comes to these things. They talk about, improving awareness and funding groups that oppose police brutality, any racial issues in the community. But there's nothing really cut and dry or clear about how they manage their finances. So I'm glad that people are asking for more transparency, because $90 million isn't chump change. That's a lot of money. So it would be nice to see that money reallocated to Black communities in need. But to post a video and make a demand, I think, is a little uncouth. It really lacks in decorum. If there's a process, follow the process. If there isn't a process for making that ask, then, okay, maybe start calling out. But it can't, yeah.
Yeah,
that's where I'm sitting with this one.
That's a good place to sit. All right, Johnny.
I'm torn. I'm torn because I feel like what if somebody's asking and they're genuinely in need, it can come across like they're being greedy. But at the same time, I'm torn because why 20 million to build an outreach community center? And but I think that also we have to understand, like, as far as I don't know the story of Mike Brown Sr. like afterwards. I know that he said there's also the money would also go towards helping their family in the community and to somebody who's incarcerated or people that are incarcerated or something. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know that it takes $20 million. And then two, why does it have to be? I just feel like confused a little bit because of the allocation of how the money is being, like, where the money is, how it's being dispersed. I don't know. I think I'm just a little confused. And I'm torn because I feel like if somebody really does help, and there's 10 chapters of the BLM that are asking for help. So if somebody does really need help or BLM, any, whatever it's called, is being non-transparent or not telling you exactly the plans of how they're dispersing back into the community that made them who they are, then yes, we should be speculating that. But why 20 million? What is the 20 million? That's a lot of money.
My thoughts are I don't know that it needs to go to his family. I'm okay with the outreach center, and I'm okay with, you know, using it for programs to, you know, deal with, you know, issues in the community, in the Black community, or where communities have been affected by the riots and things like that. I'm okay with that, but definitely not necessarily to the family. I know they've gone through a lot, but they need to be addressing that issue, their financial issues with the police that killed him. That's where, you know, Black Lives Matter is a movement beyond just individual, individual families and issues. I mean, it needs to be $90 million is not chump change, but for a large organization, it's also not a whole lot of money either.
That's true.
So, you know, to accomplish all of the goals that Black Lives Matter may or may not have, it's going to cost money and time and resources. And, you know, I think that money needs to go back into what they're doing. And as long as they're, again, being transparent about it, I'm okay with not giving it to Mike Brown's family, for sure.
Well, didn't they get help before? Like, did they not get money before for that?
So that's what I was about to touch on, Gianni. So, one, I am all for organizations being held accountable, being transparent, and showing where their donations are going, showing how much money they're getting, making sure that we are not paying for, if I donate to you, that I'm not paying for your new Lamborghini or Tesla, mm-hmm. that I'm not paying, just paying for, you know, your new house, you know, on South Beach or what have you. And so that's why I don't mind the fact that people were calling for BLM to be accountable, to show us your books. Let us know where this money is going. And as a result, they were like, okay, this is what we have. For 2020, we got $90 million. However, this announcement from Mike Brown's family makes it seem as if they're saying, if not for Mike Brown, BLM owes us because Mike Brown died in Ferguson. And as a result, your organization should be thankful for us, which could not be farther from the truth. First of all, Mike Brown died in 2014. BLM was started in 2013 as the result of the acquittal of George Zimmerman over the murder of Trayvon Martin. One has really nothing to do with the other if you follow what Mike Brown Sr. is saying. But if you add on to that, we're talking $90 million for 2020 in a year where we had the murder of George Floyd, the murder of Breonna Taylor, the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. That's why in 2020, BLM elevated its presence. And people were like, you know what? social justice, we have to do something. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If Ferguson and Mike Brown Sr. really wanted to solicit money for their cause in Missouri, why are you just now saying something in 2021? Where was all that pushback before? And according to BLM, and I don't know if this is true or not, but according to BLM, because they did pose a response to the demand, they're like, we haven't heard anything from Mike Brown Sr. and the Ferguson community organization. So exactly. So it's just like you guys immediately went to blow this up to make it seem like we're doing something wrong when we haven't even had a conversation yet.
Yeah. Wow. That's a bad thing when you're attacking your advocates.
Horrible. Yeah, that's horrible.
And you know what? A charitable organization is a charitable organization. Mm-hmm. They make no promises about where they're going to give their money. Yeah. Now they should, but where is Trayvon Martin's parents? Yep. Asking for their $20 million. Mm-hmm. Where's George Floyd's parents? Where's Breonna Taylor's parents?
Black Lives Matter would have no money left to do anything.
So yeah, this is not the way to deal with this. This is not the way to go. No, so that's what concerned me. That's what concerned me about this.
Yeah. I get to these comments online. So more energy, they sounded like MLK's children who have been secretly attempting to monetize their father's speeches, etc. Just stop it. Kevin Jackson said no. Olivia says BLM owes somebody, maybe not him, but the money should be flowing back somewhere. All right.
But how do we know it isn't? And let me tell you, another issue that has come up, and this is a problem within the Black community, another issue that has come up, when BLM opened the books, it showed that a lot of money has gone into organizations that support the trans community, the LGBTQ community. And a lot of Black folks are having a problem with that. And I'm just like, well, how do you have a problem with that when the three original founders of BLM, three Black women, two of whom identify as queer?
Yeah, that's true.
So of course, and there has been a lot of violence against transgenders by police officers, by people in the community over the past few years. So why would you think that they would not want to put their money into efforts to preventing that? Yeah. Like, there's so much going on with this issue. But again, the conversation needs to be made or had before you take it to the media, before you blow it up, you know, on Twitter and the Associated Press and all that stuff.
All right, so real quick, this will be the last comment. So where does QAnon money go? Proud Boys, Klan money, why attack Black Lives Matter? And it looks like JT Garner joined us, said, nice family. Thank you for having me on the show. All right.
Thanks, JT.
Glad you got the.
All right. Nice hot topic, Lizzie. Thank you.
Lies, shenanigans.
All right, Gianni, we are short on time, but I do want to give you a minute to kind of just share with people what you wanted to bring up. So FedEx is making changes for the planet. Is this truth, lies, or shenanigans?
It is some truth. FedEx, as well as other companies, have been is joining a list of other companies making a pledge to reach carbon neutral status by a certain period of time. Oh, by 2040. And so FedEx is planning to pledge $100 million to Yale to launch a center for natural carbon capture, as well as some other plans, including making their supply chain more efficient and their like product, their material, their packaging more sustainable.
Nice.
So they're investing money into making its global facilities more efficient and capable to run on renewable energy. So all of this to say that basically our huge, like our huge delivery services and big companies are trying to make a shift to being more green.
Awesome. For lack of a better word. Because they're doing a lot of traffic and stuff. And then I know Amazon was doing something similar. So
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we thank you for sharing that with us. Again, unfortunately, we don't have enough time to discuss it, but thank you again, Gianni. Great hot topic.
Truth, lies, shenanigans.
All right. As you know, we always have to end our show with a fun game. All right. So today's game is most likely to. The app will give us a phrase and we'll have to yell out the person on the panel that is most likely to do the thing.
Ooh, I love this game.
You got directions right. So this is Rob.
Yep.
Rob.
But yell the name Rob, for people on the podcast too. So you can point Rob. Anya. Point Anya.
No, Rob. I mean, that's not Rob. Right. That's Liz.
I'm wrong. Okay, our point is right.
Not it's like a diagonal.
We all look like a clock. Going different directions.
Right. Person is most likely to do it. Each round gets a point. Person with the most points wins the game. All right, let's get started. All right, who is the is most likely to order the cheapest item on the menu?
Neo.
Neo.
I
was
going
to say Neo. Well. Too.
Yes.
Is it Rob?
I can be very cheap.
Neo.
We might both be cheap, but I know I can ask my wife. She'll tell you. All right. Well, Neo gets a point.
Resourceful. Okay, you're just resourceful.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Gianni.
Gianni always wants to put a beautiful spin on it. That's her heart. That's her heart.
Who's most likely to be an undercover agent? Oh, I know. I'm picking Gianni.
Rob?
I'm picking Rob.
Too. Okay, all right. So it's all a tie.
Don't trust
then.
Canada.
It's
don't
a tie,
trust Canada. So.
Gianni and Rob B both get a point. All right. All right.
You've seen me at Halloween. I'm a master of disguise.
Oh, that's true. I think I might have to change my answer. I'm sorry, Gianni.
30 minutes for Halloween.
Yep. I think I'm changing the answer. I'm sorry, Gianni. Rob. It's going to be Rob B. Although Gianni is an actress, so, you know, she could do it.
Oh, that's something right. to consider.
All right. So who is most likely to lose their phone?
Liz?
No.
Not me. Not Johnny
me.
On this one.
Me?
I have.
I've never lost my phone.
You're shooting these tech talk videos out in the field, out and about. my phone stays at home.
Yeah,
I've never lost my phone.
I mean, I might have misplaced it momentarily.
Oh, I've lost a lot of phones.
See, Gianni.
So we were right. All right. So Gianni, you do have a point now officially. So Neo, Gianni, and Rob B are all tied. All right. So who is most likely to travel alone?
Oh my God, me.
I'm going with Lizzie. Yep.
Liz.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't like traveling.
Story of my life. I've been around the world and back again. Yeah. Alone. Yes.
Wow.
Tied all the way around. I hate traveling alone.
So I love it. Actually,
I love having a travel partner. My wife is a great travel partner. I love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have travel partners. I like being alone.
All right. Who is most likely to not know?
Neo.
Neo.
He barely got the date of our show.
Neo.
Neo.
That's funny. Can't lie now.
Catch us on our next show on Sunday. Wednesday. Yeah.
Who's most likely to become vegan? I'm going with Lizzie.
Lizzie.
I was going to say Liz, too.
Yeah.
Aren't you close to it already?
I am close to it. I'm not vegan. I still love cheese, and I do eat some seafood, but we getting close to it. Right, we're getting close to it.
All right, me and you, Lizzie, are tied so far. Yeah, tied. Yep, we're tied. All right, let's see. All right, who's most likely to pull a prank on a friend? Oh, no.
Rob
B. Oh, gosh. There is no doubt. Looks like everybody guessed Lizzie on the last one, by the way. And, wow. And they picked Gianni on the phone as well.
I got the prank one. It's all wrong.
Yeah, Rob B. Okay, so it's tied up. Okay, so Gianni, you're falling behind. Let's see. So what is this?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Grand Mafia.
We went to too many.
Yeah.
All right. So who is most likely to be the best singer?
Rob.
I got to give Rob B. He's a rock star.
Yeah, he's a musical talent. So.
All right, let's see if somebody can tie him real quick. All right, who's most likely to bring a book to a party? Definitely Lizzie.
Liz. Yeah,
all right,
Liz.
This is the last one. This
I've done
between...
it before. I bought a book on a date. I went to a bookstore on a date once.
You
so
did?
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, Jose says, Rob, welcome to my life. pranks.
Oh my gosh.
You leave right, Jose alone. One. You leave Jose alone.
This is between Lizzie and Robbie Rock. Let's see, who is Come most on, likely Rock. To look the best in 10 years? Look the best that we're going to have to go for.
I don't know. That's hard.
I'm going with Rob B. I'm picking Rob B. Rob B. is the best.
What? Because I love you both.
No, we talking truth, not
we're going
love.
Online. We're going.
Lindsay, I'm not an old man losing
we're gonna
his edges.
We're going to get answers online, and we're going to decide
I
the winner.
I got no edges. Yes. You've lost some edges.
Lost an edge. All right, we're going to go to that online. We're going to get an answer online, and that'll be our... We'll figure out who the winner is between Lizzie and Rob B. Who is going to look the best in 10 years? Give us answers online.
10 years.
Don't go by what I look like on here, where Neil makes me white. Where Neil makes me white on the show.
Flushes out your color.
And actually, Neil tries to make Rob pink as well. So we both suffer with Neil. Rob and I both suffer with
Rob
Neil.
Rob is pink. What are you talking about?
Rob is not pink.
He is not.
I'm more pink than white.
Before we close, you guys are silly. All right, let's get some shout outs in.
He's more of an egg shell.
All right, let's start with Lizzie today. Shout out.
Shout out to spring break. Oh my God, this week is spring break. I do not have to Zoom all week, so I will be knee deep in papers. I am so far behind in correcting papers, grading papers. So yes, spring break, I need this, y'all. I need this. So yes, shout out.
Spring break. All right, Robbie Rock, what you got?
My shout out is to the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guard. Earlier this week, off the coast of Nova Scotia, the Atlantic Destiny sent out a distress call. They're going down, and a joint venture between our two nations rescued all 32 crew. Zero people perished, and the ship went down, unfortunately, but everybody was rescued. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right.
Great shout out.
That is a good one. All right, Gianni Storm.
Shout out to JT. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate that. I really enjoyed I walked for JT, if anybody remembers the episode. I walked for his fashion brand at a show here in Atlanta. So
Logic's nice.
I really love his thing. So,
so that red dress was one of JT's.
It was actually a monogram dress. It was like a long monogram dress. And I'll have to show you guys again. Yeah, it was beautiful.
So I don't have that video anymore. We should definitely bring it up. All right. Yeah, so my shout out goes to 13-year-old Samarian Humphrey, who was allegedly bullied and subjected to racial slurs, as well as being forced to drink the urine of another child during a sleepover in Plano, Texas. The story's not getting a ton of press, but it's absolutely ridiculous. I posted it on my Facebook page, so follow me at NeoNix on Facebook. But I want to hear your comments on the story. So definitely follow me and tell me what you think about this story. And hey, if you have a business, event, or person you want to shout out to, follow our hosts on social media and reach out to any of them on their social media news feeds. We may shout you out. But before we close out, we have one more thing to do. We have to get the final votes on our TLS Creative Contest for our new T-shirt.
T-shirt. Okay.
Let me go back through them, guys. So get your votes ready. I don't know if there was any comments online about this, but let's get our votes ready. This is number one from Lamina Canoe.
Thank you, Lamina.
Lamina Canoe. This is TLS, TLS, TLS. All right. Next one. Truth versus Lies with the I from Dejon Sutton.
Thank you, Dejon.
And then this will be the last one. This was, again, a text submission. Let the Shenanigans Begin, or Caution, I May Be Prone to Shenanigans by Joshua Valdez. All right.
Thank
host.
You, Joshua. Joshua.
Your vote. One, two, or three. Let's start with Gianni.
I'm going to go ahead, because I'm picturing this on a shirt. I'm going to go ahead with the third one by Joshua.
Joshua Valdez.
But I will pick the first like the let the shenanigans begin thing.
Okay, the free like let the shenanigans begin. Okay,
Robbie, yeah, I like that.
Well, you know, I'm following suit with Johnny here. I do like Joshua's submissions with the slogans, and one that made me chuckle, one that really got me was caution. I may be prone to shenanigans. It's welcome to my life. Okay, it speaks to me.
Two votes for Joshua Valdez. All right, Izzy.
So I too am going with number three,
Ooh,
Joshua Valdez. I'm going to join Gianni in picking the first iteration, Let the Shenanigans Begin, because I can imagine myself in a t-shirt, V-neck, please, but like across the nice boobage, Let the Shenanigans Begin.
Oh,
so, yes.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, that's yep. a good one. Right. Yep. All right, so it's unanimous like then. So number three, and I like, again, I like Let the Shenanigans, I like both of them actually, but Joshua came up some really good slogans, so really good, Joshua. Thank you. Joshua,
thank
I hope
you.
You're watching. If you're not, we will definitely be in touch with you, and we'll get you on one of our shows. So
nice.
Thank you, Joshua. All right. So that officially ends our show. That is all the time we have. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. We hope that maybe you learned something new, gained a new perspective, or got some things off your chest. Don't forget, you need your support to keep this going. Like, follow, and subscribe at TLS Live Show. And if you'd like to donate, paypal.me/TLS donate. Now, if you missed any of today's episodes, subscribe on YouTube, catch clips and replays tomorrow. And don't forget to subscribe to the audio version of the podcast on iTunes or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our next live show is on Wednesday, March 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll have good friend Micah from Black on Black Cinema back to discuss the new movies, The United States of Billie Holiday and Coming to America 2. Also, be sure to follow at TLS Live Show to watch Gianni Storm and Olivia on Fridays at 6:30 p.m. Our winner for the final thought of the day is, looks like it was Liz E. Lizzie apparently is the one who's most likely to look the same in 10 years. Although I did get some comments for saying that I've looked the same for the last 20 years. So
I was going to say, and Jackie, our girl Jackie Robinson is also saying that there's some good genes going on. That's biased.
A little bit
of nepotism. Just
a little bit. All right, Lizzie, close us out.
Closing us out with, I'm challenging the District of Columbia, the DC government, to get their shit together as it relates to the COVID vaccine. So for the second week in a row, their COVID vaccine sign-up website has not worked on the days that they have told us to go to the website and try to sign up. The website hasn't worked. The hotline hasn't worked. There are only, for 2 days, there are only about 3,500 appointments available. There are over 600,000 residents of Washington, D.C. Get your shit together. And this is another reason why D.C. needs to be a state, because as D.C. is not a state, we don't get the same number of vaccinations, of vaccines, as the states do. So DC needs to get its shit together. DC residents, you need to get your shit together and support statehood.
Absolutely. Thank you, Izzy. We appreciate that final part.
No, I still don't have an appointment. I still haven't been vaccinated. I still got type 1 diabetes. It's awful. Yeah. It's awful.
I have to get you in somewhere. All right. Thank you, Gianni. Thank you, Robbie Rock. Thank you, Lizzie Anders. And special thank you to JT Garner of Logix. Make sure you check out his website, wearelogix.com. All right. Thank you, guys, and have a great time. We'll see you Wednesday.